Martial arts star Chuck Norris has died. He fought his way to fame in 1980s action movies. Think Delta Force, Code of Silence, that trilogy, the Missing in Action films. Chuck Norris was 86. He was also featured on TV and a whole series of internet memes. Bob Mondello offers this remembrance.
In a fight, Chuck Norris tended to lead with his right foot. He all but trademarked a roundhouse kick that villains never seemed to see coming. He'd plant a heel in someone's gut, spin once to knock him off balance with a boot to the chest, spin again to catch the guy's shoulder with his instep, maybe throw in a punch just to vary the rhythm, and finish him off with a high kick to the head. It was art, and widely imitated, but it did not kick off his career at first. He was knocking around martial arts competitions and teaching celebrity clients, including Priscilla Presley and Donna and Marie Osmond, when his pal Bruce Lee gave him his break in films by inviting him to play one of many villains in 1972's The Way of the Dragon. The film fetishized Norris's hairy chest opposite Lee's smooth one, and he gave a little smirk when he flattened Lee with a roundhouse kick early on. But it was Lee's film, and by scene's end, Norris was toast. That could have been it if one of Norris's students, the late screen icon Steve McQueen, hadn't suggested he take acting lessons. Norris did and scored the leading role of a put-upon trucker in Breaker Breaker, an action flick shot in just 11 days.
Get up, boy. We ain't through with you yet.
More like he wasn't through with them yet. Breaker Breaker made money, and in a string of indie hits that followed, Norris established himself as America's first homegrown martial arts movie star, at which point Hollywood studios came calling with bigger budgets and titles like Forced Vengeance, Silent Rage, Lone Wolf McQuaid, and Invasion USA, in which Norris played a mercenary combating a Soviet-led terrorist army that lands in Florida at Christmas time.
If you come back in here, I'm gonna hit you with so many rights, you're gonna beg for a left.
Oh, yeah.
You're beginning to irritate me.
He karate chopped and kickboxed his way through more than a dozen action films in the 1980s before leaping to TV, playing Sergeant Cordell Walker, a decorated Vietnam veteran with Cherokee ancestry who championed the code of the Old West in about 200 episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right.
Though a mostly nonverbal tough guy was his go-to role on screen, off screen he established philanthropies for children and veterans, became a nationally syndicated health and fitness columnist, got active in Republican politics, and wrote a number of best-selling books, including not just martial arts manuals, but memoirs, novels, and a conservative activist handbook called Black Belt Patriotism, How to Reawaken America. He continued to work out and train well into his 80s, and though mostly retired in recent years, he was amused to find himself the subject of internet memes, Chuck Norris Facts, that celebrated his supposed toughness with hyperbole and exaggeration.
Did you know that I got bit by a king cobra? And after 5 days of agonizing pain, the cobra died.
Chuck Norris, who kicked the life out of bad guys and got a kick out of life. I'm Bob Mondello.